It is my pleasure to introduce your next speaker, Gerald Corey. And we go way back. I met Gerald about 6 years ago. And he approached me about introducing his character program. He wanted to bring it into the United States Home Office. My initial thought was, Gerald, our employees have great character. Don't really think we need that. So he said, okay, and went about his business. And then later on in the boot camp, he came back and he said, Randy, I need to share my character lecture with the world of NSA. I need to come to your conference and share it with all of your distributors. And I said, Gerald, you're a direct distributor. You have to be an NMD to grace the stage at a national conference. But I said, tell you what, you make national marketing director, and I'll see that you get to speak at one of our national conferences. Well, honestly, I thought that would be the last day that I ever saw Gerald Corey. Last Memphis, right here, he crossed the stage as a brand new national marketing director. He is here today to share that character message that's been 6 years in the waiting. So without any further ado, please welcome from Oklahoma City, National Marketing Director, Gerald Corey.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to be here. We have developed a plan for building character in organizations. Now, I'm getting ready to go into my 15th year of doing this. 15 years. And we are all about prevention. And our system is tried and proven. A little background about me. I have a master's degree in business at the University of Richmond. It's actually a Master of Commerce degree. My father and uncle owned a beverage corporation in Virginia. And during the summer times, my dad would put me in these beverage trucks, and he'd teach me about sales. And my father was a very good man. You know, as a matter of fact, last year, we live in Oklahoma City, and we went back through Virginia again, and we stopped at one of the grocery stores where we still had equipment in that store. And I went in to talk with a lady because we were buying gas, and I said, I know that piece of equipment right there. She said, why? I said, it used to belong to me. I sold it and put it in this location. And I said, my father was Philip A. Corey. People still remember his name going back 40 or 50 years ago because he developed a good name as a man of integrity and honesty. And he said, son, if you're going to be successful in business, there's two important things that have to happen. Number one is you need to be a person of your word so you can be trusted. And then secondly is you need to be one who gives good service. So Dad and my uncle were going to sell this business in 1973. And I said, Dad, if that's all you want for it, I'd love to be able to buy it, but I need your help. He said, I'll help you, son. So I bought it. I was 23 years of age, and it's a bad part of town. I was only in business about 3 months, and some fellows knocked a 10-foot hole in the wall and started hauling out all the beverages. And that was my first experience in business with character. So I decided I couldn't afford an alarm system, so I bought me a four-legged alarm system. I raised German Shepherds for 18 years. Never had a break-in. So you do what you got to do in business to be successful. Well, we grew from there. And in fact, we only had 4 employees. At the time, this was an alcoholic beverage business. And we began to expand. And we added all kinds of beverages. 7-Up was one and Canada Dry Ginger Ale. And we grew to almost 50 people within 3 to 4 years. And we had a good business. I learned about how to relate to people. And I kept on thinking about what my dad always taught me. Give good service, son. And be a man of your word. We have developed a plan for building character in organizations. And I worked with corporations all over the world. I've traveled in many, many, many countries teaching businesses how to build character because it's so important today. And then I ran the International Association of Character Cities, working with government leaders, police departments, fire departments, governors, mayors, and all kinds of people. I've worked probably with 2,500 organizations over the past 14 years. I have 2 of my sons here, Matthew and Adam, and they're a part of our company. We have a small consulting firm. And we have a passion. We have a passion for people like yourself. I know what you're going through. I've been through it. And I've done the track of going through to become a national marketing director. About 8 years ago, my wife Maureen got very, very sick. And I thought, we've got to do something. And I wanted to take the nutrition route rather than the conventional medical doctor route. Not that I have anything against medical doctors. I just thought, let's try nutrition. Went to a nutritionist. He got live blood samples. And he said, you're not assimilating your nutrients. Let's put you on a vitamin regimen. 22 vitamin pills every day. And I thought, man, this is going to kill me. It's going to kill my pocketbook. It's going to kill my wife. And a registered nurse who is here, Nancy Schultes, and we trusted her very much, said, you should try Juice Plus. And I said, no, wait a minute. Now, she's taking all these pills. Why does she need more? She said, this is fruits and vegetables in a capsule. And that just sort of made sense. And I was skeptical, as I am about so many things, but we saw slow but steady improvement in her health. She was out of the bed. She was moving along and doing much better. And I said, let's get rid of the vitamins and see if these fruits and vegetables can get you to come on through. And after about 5 months, it did. And Maureen said, Gerald, you ought to look at this business. I said, oh, no, I'm not getting into that stuff. I've seen them before. I got my own conventional business. That's all I need. And the more I thought about it, and the more I began to see the people who were involved, I thought, okay, I'll look at it. And one of the things I did is look at who is behind the product. To me, that's important. You know why? Because I've been trained for years to look at organizations from a character standpoint. And that's what was important to me. And I started to analyze this company called Juice Plus, or NSA. And I thought, these are pretty good people. And I looked under every stone and I said, all right, what's behind these people? What's going on? What's this all about? And as I began to ask a lot of questions, look into the product, how the product's made, but more than anything about the character of these people, I was very impressed. And so I became a distributor and began to work my way up the line. And I did become a national marketing director last year. And Randy did give me the opportunity to be here. Thank you very much. Thank you. How many in here want to be a national marketing director? Raise your hand. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. That's a good goal. Let's talk about a good way to get there so that your business will last and your team will last. We have Juice Plus. And in Juice Plus, we have nutrients. The power is in the nutrients working together. That's called synergy. Well, when it comes to people, guess what? The power is in the working together. That's also synergy. And synergy is important. Now, what does it take to unite your team and then all of us together? Because we all want to work together. What does it take to unite all teams? It's about people. And more importantly than that, it's about the character of the people. What are we talking about when we talk about character? Character can be defined as this. The stable and distinctive qualities that are built, listen to that word, built into an individual's life, and they determine his or her response regardless of the circumstances. And so at a young age, we should be taking our little toddlers and teaching them what's right and what's wrong and to do the right thing. So we correct them when they do wrong and we praise them when they do right. And over and over and over again, if we're teaching them to do the right thing, we're building those qualities in their life. That's the way you get stable qualities that are built into an individual's life. Good character is the inward motivation to do what's right according to the highest standards of behavior in every situation. Character determines how we respond when difficulty arises. Our character can be good as long as things are going well. But what happens when you get pressure? How do you respond? It depends on your character. Character is who we are even when no one else is watching. And that's so important and so true. And character is the most accurate predictor of the future actions of a person. How do we develop character? It's a building process. Four things we're going to talk about here. It's built moment by moment. Do you realize every person in this room, you're building character every moment of the day as you make decisions? If you make the right decisions, it just keeps on and keeps on. But sometimes we compromise. Have you seen people and you wondered, how in the world did that person ever get there? It wasn't all at once. It was one decision after another, and those poor decisions will take us downhill. Character's taught, too. That's another way it's built. As we learn about character qualities, we can apply them in life. And then finally, character is modeled by leadership. We were doing international training. And the mayor of Little Rock, Arkansas, Jim Daly, came to our training. And he said, people watch what you do more than what you say. If I say we want you to be punctual, be here at 8 o'clock in the morning, and I show up at 10 minutes after 8, what do they think about me? Corey, you say 8, but you show up at 10 minutes after 8. People watch what we do more than what we say. Well, let's talk about uniting our teams and uniting all of our teams as Juice Plus distributors. There's three things that are very important. Number one, it takes doing the right thing. I love this company, and you know why? Because they want us to do the right thing. They have invested in us and invested in us. We are at conferences like this. There are VoiceCom. There are all kinds of communication to help us to do the right thing. Good, solid training. There's three reasons people do what's right. Number one is fear. Many people do the right thing because they're afraid. They're afraid of loss. They're afraid of what somebody's going to think about them. That's not the right reason to do what's right. Secondly, is personal gain. Yeah, I'll do the right thing if I get a promotion. Yeah, I'll do the right thing if it means money to me. You do the right thing just because it's the right thing to do. I remember I was teaching this large company just back in June, thousands of employees, and I had about 300 of the managers. And they invited me down for a week to go to their retreat and train their managers and supervisors. So I got in there and I have a PowerPoint presentation, and I sometimes mix Juice Plus and Character First when I do presentations because I think they work together hand in hand. And I had a slide that I didn't block out. It was a Juice Plus slide. So I was flipping through and doing my training, and that slide came up, and I quickly went through it. So I finished the session, and we had a break time, and some big old boy came up to me, and he tapped me. He said, "Hey, Corey, I saw what you were trying to do." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "I saw that Juice Plus." I said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "I flipped through that." He said, "Uh-uh." He said, "I saw it. I know all about Juice Plus." I said, "What do you know about Juice Plus?" He said, "I asked some lady to come down to our company in my division, and I asked her to talk about nutrition and about health, and she could mention Juice Plus." And that's all I told her. I said, "You can mention it. That's all I want you to do." And Corey, she slipped on in there, boy, and she started hammering. He said, "Boy, I wanted to jerk her off up there." He said, "I was so mad when she said, I don't ever want to hear about Juice Plus again." Stained the name of Juice Plus, and I thought, that's not good. I said, "Listen to me." I said, "I do things for the right reason. I'm not going to trick you." I said, "That's wrong. That's unethical. And it's not good character." He said, "I'm going to watch anyway, Corey, all week." I said, "All right, that's fine." So after the sessions, he'd come up, big old boy. He said, "Corey, you're doing good. I'm watching you." At the end of the week, when we were finished, he came up and he put his arm around me. He said, "Corey, I can trust you." He said, "I tell you what." He said, "You're going to come on down here and you're going to teach my people because I can trust you. And I'm going to let you talk a little bit about that Juice Plus." You remember what my daddy said? You be a person of your word. All right. It's all about leadership, too. But I'll talk about that in just a few minutes. Thirdly, is it's not only leadership, but it's about drawing a standard in your organization. Let me ask you a question. Do you know what your organization stands for other than the fact you sell nutrition? How would you identify your organization? If somebody were to say, and your name is Smith, and they said, "What does the Smith organization represent?" What would you say? Do you have a standard? You got good character? What kind of training do you do? There's a standard that all of us should establish as to who we are. You know, in our family, we're the Corey family. We make mistakes. We blow it. Ask my kids. We do. But let me tell you, we're on course to do the right thing. I don't care what it is. We're on course. And if we fall off the track, we're going to get up and we'll get back on course. Because me and those children and my wife, we're going to do the right thing for the right reason. And if we blow it, we're going to get back up because we know where we're headed. We've got a standard, and our standard is based on good character. There's a right and there's a wrong. That's right. We should clap for that. Why do people err? Now, I want y'all to get this. Everybody in this room, we adapted this from the West Point Military Academy. Four reasons for human failure. Four reasons. Number one is the standards are unclear, impractical, or non-existent. That's a standards failure. You bring somebody in on your team, and they think, "Golly, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do." Why? The standards aren't there. Secondly is, standards exist, but they're not known, or ways to achieve them aren't known. That's a training failure. Training is so important. Thirdly is, standards are known, but they're not enforced. Now, I know we got a volunteer army, and this is designed primarily for those particular organizations where you can make people do what they're supposed to do, but still, we can encourage that. Finally, standards are known, but they're not followed. That is an individual failure. When I consult with companies, and they say, "Gerald, we've got some issues with an employee," I said, "Okay, let's sit down. Let's talk about it for a minute." I say, "Let's first of all talk about this employee. Who trained this employee?" "I did." "Let's talk about the problems." They tell me the problem. I said, "Now, does that employee clearly understand what's expected of them?" "Oh, sure." I said, "Tell me how you conveyed that or communicated that." "Well, I assumed they knew it." I said, "Oh, really? You assumed they knew it? What if they didn't know it?" "Well, they should have." I said, "Oh, really?" And I see this with distributors, not training properly and not letting people know what's expected of them. People have to know what's expected of them to perform. Juice Plus is one of the best companies in the world I've ever seen to teach skills, the how-tos of the business and how to do it excellent. And that gives you momentum. That gives you understanding of how to conduct the business. But there's another side to the equation if you want people to reach their full potential. Because you can teach somebody how to conduct an event, how to make a presentation, all these things, and you think, they're not doing it. What's wrong with that person? They're not doing it. Boy, I'm so upset. What about character? Are they diligent? Are they responsible? Are they loyal? Are they truthful? Are they patient? Let's talk about some character qualities. Boldness versus fear. Some people think boldness has got a bad connotation. Boldness is the confidence that what I have to say or do is true, right, and just. Now, when you go out there and you present Juice Plus to people, you should be bold. You know why? Because this company has given us everything to be bold. They have given us research. They have given us tools. They have given us everything that's required of us to be able to go out in that marketplace and tell people, we've got something for you to help your health, something to help you get fruit and vegetable nutrition in your diet every day. And I'll tell you one thing. I tell new distributors that come on, I say, I'm going to tell you something. I can lay my head on the pillow every night and I can go to sleep because I know our product works. That's a nice thing to be able to do. That's how you can be bold. It's true. Dependability versus inconsistency. Fulfilling what I consented to do even if it means unexpected sacrifice. You know, last year I made some commitments to some of the upline of our team and I didn't keep those commitments. That was really bad character. I had to go back and ask forgiveness and get right with those people. It certainly made a difference. And when you blow it, you admit it, and you take responsibility for it, and then you go back and you do it right. Diligence versus slothfulness, investing my time and energy to complete each task assigned to me. That's very important. Hard workers will get to the top. How about endurance versus discouragement? The inward strength to withstand stress and do my best. My son, Adam, is an excellent basketball player. Boy, that boy can shoot the threes. He was in a basketball game about 6-7 years ago, got out there and shot a three, and it didn't do very well. Shot a second three, it didn't do very well, and the coach yelled over at him. I don't know what he said to him, but he wasn't happy. Shot a third one, and it wasn't a very good shot. Coach said something to him, pulled him out of the game, didn't put him in until second half. Shot again, and he missed. Shot again, and he missed, and the coach got mad, pulled him off, set him on the bench. He was the highest scorer on the team up to that point. Next game, Adam didn't play. Came home at night, our family does things together. I went upstairs with Adam, and I said, Adam, let's talk about endurance, son. I know you can be discouraged. Let's talk about what it will take you to have the inward strength to withstand what you're going through. And we work through that, being a team player, rooting on for the other fellas, giving it 100% in practice. All these things Adam and I went through. And at the next practice, Adam did it. And that coach was impressed with his character. Next game, he still didn't start. And I went, God, coach, what are you trying to do this kid? Is he that bad? After 2 minutes, he put him in and the lights went on. Adam, poof, 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 looked like a shotgun, highest score. Went home that night, went upstairs. I said, Adam, let's talk a little bit, buddy. You parents know, you can look in your kids' eyes and you can tell what they're thinking. And I know what Adam was thinking. Adam was thinking, Dad, you liked those points, didn't you? That's achievement. I didn't go there. Because you can be an achiever and have poor character. I went to character. And I said, son, I'm proud of you for your endurance. I said, you did the things we talked about and you got respect from your coach and you got respect from the players and you got respect from the fans. And because of your endurance, you were the highest scorer in that game. You know why? At the next game, if Adam was thinking, my daddy loves points, when I'm sitting up in the stands and I'm rooting my boy on, he's thinking he likes points, he's going to get back into the same thing. No, I don't. I love points, but it's a byproduct of good character. And Adam thinks, character is important to my father. Let me tell you something, folks. It's character that determines achievement. That's right. How about gentleness versus harshness? Showing consideration and personal concern for others. And here's what's important. You bring somebody on. Find out where they are. Don't just push them and jam them and come on, let's go, let's go. Because they may have some issues in their lives that they just can't do everything you want them to do. You find out where they are and you take them along with you. I'm a busy man. Very busy in what I do and teaching character all over the place. And I can't do but so much with Juice Plus. I love it. I want to do more, but I can't do but so much. And if my upline and those around me don't understand that, then they're going to have challenges with me because I just don't have but so much time. But part-time, I can work it into my schedule. That's why I love this business. For you that work and you have a job, you can work it into your schedule. But for you that bring on people on board, show some consideration and personal concern for them. Watch out where they are. Gratefulness versus unthankfulness. This is such a great quality for a leader, letting others know by my words and actions how they benefited my life. Humility versus arrogance. And this was one of my big problems. Good golly, I think I know everything. I was taught by Procter & Gamble. I was taught by Philip Morris how to market. When I got in this business, I told Randy and all of them, don't tell me, buddy, I knew how to do it. Yeah, I knew how to do it. I fell flat on my face. I could have been an MD in 3.5 years instead of 5.5 years. Because of pride. People resist pride. I learned it the hard way. Loyalty versus unfaithfulness. Using difficult times to demonstrate my commitment to those I serve. Orderliness versus confusion. These are very important character qualities. Arranging myself and my surroundings to have greater efficiency. Self-sacrifice versus selfishness. Giving to others basic needs. Giving to them. Others-oriented. Without my own personal motives. In other words, I'm not doing it for me, I'm doing it for them. And then truthfulness versus deception. How do you earn future trust? You earn it by accurately reporting past facts. Let's talk about recognition for a minute. The goal is to help team members reach their full potential by recognizing good character with praise. Praise distributors, praise people. It's so important. 2 days ago, I was over in the restaurant over here eating, and I noticed this old boy waiting on my table. His name was Brian. And that old boy would come, and I'd say, Brian, I'd like some iced tea. And boy, he'd just walk to get that iced tea. And I thought, man, that old boy's diligent. I'm going to tell him when he comes back. So Brian came on back, and I said, Brian, I said, you're a diligent fellow. And I said, I'll tell you why. I said, I just asked you to get me iced tea, and you hustled off. You got that iced tea and brought it right back. And I appreciate that. I really wanted that iced tea, and you brought it right back to me. You know what? He was so motivated by that. Now, I didn't do it to puff that guy up. I was serious about that. But when you recognize people, particularly for character, that's who they are. And it makes a huge difference in those people. And you can recognize distributors at team meetings. There's a lot of ways we can do it. You know how powerful this recognition is? 2 Stanford University professors took people who were at computer terminals, divided the company in half. One half, they said, okay, you're just going to work at your computer. The other half, they said this. You're going to get random praises to come up on your screen. You are diligent, you are truthful, you are patient, you're a hard worker, and on. After the period of time they conducted the study, the ones who worked at the computers that praised them, it was amazing. They worked longer hours, they were more creative. They didn't mind working, they loved coming to work because the machine praised them. What if the managers praised them? Folks, there's power in praise. What are the benefits of praise? It encourages team morale, enhances the quality of your relationships. Overcomes or resolves conflicts. Smokey Santello, will you come up on the stage? I want to tell you something. We talk about Smokey and his skills, but I want to talk about Smokey's character, and that's this. I want to praise Smokey for creativity. That's a character quality. Approaching a need, a task, or an idea from a new perspective. Smokey knew there was a need out there for fruit and vegetable nutrition for people's bodies, and he had a passion to help people. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You're right. And look who's benefited, all of us. Let's be thankful to Sonny. Yep. Randy Matthews, come on out. This is one of the best of the best. I've worked with some of the best trainers in the entire world, some of the best sales forces in the entire world. I really got to know Randy well this summer, and I watched this man, and he has a very challenging job. He needs endurance, and he has shown endurance. The inward strength to withstand stress and do my best. And as Randy and I talked, he told me about all of his responsibilities because I asked him. And Randy has endured. He's tough as nails, folks. And you know what he does for us? He sets in motion what we need to do to be effective at sales. And Randy, I love you and appreciate you, buddy. Thank you. And everybody. Danny Martin, come on out. Tanya Oxley, you come on out too. Danny is a 100 clubber. He's a national marketing director. He's from Louisiana. Don't y'all hold that against him. He told me a story the other day about Jay. Danny, you ready?
Well, what can I say about character quality of Jay Martin? Loyalty. The definition here of loyalty versus unfaithfulness is using difficult times to demonstrate a commitment to those I serve. And Gerald, some time ago, I told him a story. We just happened to be talking Don't know if Jay remembers this or not, but down in South Louisiana one night, we were having dinner with Jay, my wife and I, Debbie, and we just were talking about different things, you know, during the smoke detection business and then the water and air filtration days were just great days, and the company was flourishing and things were really good. But he had a vision to lead this company into a different direction, to look at a more consumable product, Juice Plus. And during that time, that was a transition period. And here's the question I asked Jay. Sitting at that table that night, I said, Jay, I said, you know, during the height of all of this, why didn't you just pack it up? You had made enough money to just walk away. You were set for the rest of your life. And without hesitating, he looked me right in the eye. He said, Danny, there's too many people eating out of it. There's too many people dependent upon it. And I tell you what, if that doesn't show true character of loyalty and loyalty to others, I don't know what does. Because of Jay's loyalty, it has helped us realize our dreams and is going to help many of you realize your dreams as well. And we're so appreciative because, you know, leaders are like eagles. They don't flock. You find them one at a time. And I'm so proud to soar with Jay Martin. Jay, thank you.
Last one is for Tanya Oxley. This is my girl here, folks. You know, when I started in business, my daddy was with me. And it's good to have a buddy. You know, Jay talks about having a buddy. You know, you need a buddy to walk through life when things are tough and things are challenging. And then I got in the Juice Plus business. I needed a buddy. And this is my buddy right here, Tanya. I'm going to tell you something. This woman right here helped me to become a national marketing director. And I can't tell you those nights when she called me after hours and she'd say, Gerald, she said, here's some things we need to do. We're getting close, buddy. She kept on encouraging me because it's easy to get discouraged. And she sacrificed her own time. She wasn't thinking about herself. She was thinking about me and my good. And that's true sacrifice without looking for herself. And Tanya, I love you and appreciate you.
Thank you. I'm so proud of you.
She deserves that. This is different thinking. This is taking the emphasis and saying we're not only looking at achievement, we're looking at character. We're looking at what drives achievement. And great leaders have great character. I like what this one man said. He said, I don't use people to build a great business. I use my business to build great people. And how do we do it? We have character at the base. Character at the heart of people. And that will stand. We pull one another together. We work through the hard times and we help one another out. That's how you unite. You think about the other person. You're concerned about the other person. And in your own life, you want to live by good principles of character. Because the things you're dealing with in your organization, and I have really listened to them over the last few days. Man, I got people who aren't working. What are you going to do about it? They're character issues, folks. If you just demonstrate one little character quality, you can point it out to people and you can begin to build that quality in their lives and in your team. This is a bigger mission than us. This is a bigger mission than just a Juice Plus business. This is helping people to succeed in life. And if we can do that, we're going to have a greater nation. God bless you. Thank you very much.